Well, for everyone to be here, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm thinking back to 1981 when we had our first auction, and what a difference. Remarkable.
I think we're going to see some record-breaking bidding today.
This is, as I say, in the cleavage of the mountain, because we are in the center of everything.
This is a finite dream, and it is a dream.
You know, there's like an unbroken line of inspiration.
Auction Napa Valley 2013.
During one of the over 50 interviews we recorded for Auction Napa Valley 2013, Karen Cakebread, owner of Ziada Wines, was quoted as saying she felt there would be some record bids this year. Karen hit the nail right on the head. Auction Napa Valley, which benefits healthcare and youth education nonprofits in Napa Valley, raised $16.9 million. That number left many speechless. With that in mind, welcome to podcast number 90, coming to you from the Barrel Auction and Marketplace, which took place at Raymond Vineyards on Friday, May 31st, and auction itself from Meadowood Country Club on Saturday, June 1st. This four-part program features brief interviews with chefs, winery owners, and winemakers, as well as several of the winning chefs from Bravo's Top Chef TV show. Special thanks to the Napa Valley Vintners Association for their support.
From Life Between the Vines. Right. That's right.
Thank you so much.
First of all, I want to say it's a real pleasure to meet you after all this time.
I know. It's an honor for me to meet you as well. Thank you for being here.
Well, this is our sixth auction, thanks to the Napa Valley Vintners Association.
Well, it's very important. As I said earlier, you know, the media is so essential to communicate, you know, the right words of what we're trying to do in the vineyard. So we love you. And we're very honored that you guys are taking it so seriously, because wine is a product of civilization. Wine is the essence of the culture we have around the world. So by communicating the way you do and taking people into the wine world is a great honor and privilege, and we're delighted that we have such great media to do so.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just wish you could show a little passion when you talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have much of it.
So how long have you owned Raymond now?
Well, it has been since August 2009, so it has been a little over close to four years now. And we're very excited because obviously this is one of the most incredible estates in the heart of Rutherford, in the heart of Napa Valley. We in Rutherford, as you know, it's one of the best appellations ever in Napa. Famous Rutherford dust, as we know.
Absolutely.
It's a 100 acres estate, and we have 350 acres of vineyards throughout Napa. And it's a winery which is right in the middle of everything. This is, as I say, in the cleavage of the mountain. And you nested in that beautiful cleavage, Michaelmas Mountain, Vacus Mountain, and you are really in a microclimate which really ultimately produces amazing wine and allows us as well to bring a lot of people, because we are in the center of everything.
Right.
So that's what I love about Raymond.
And this is your first year hosting this incredible auction.
First year, absolutely. And the Raymond family prepared us very well, because naturally they have built the winery for the last 40 years and did a great job at it. So we're continuing their dream and hopefully honoring their legacy.
Excellent. And if our listeners would like to learn a little bit more about you personally or about Raymond online, how would they do that?
So raymondvineyards.com. Otherwise, I have a personal wine which constitutes French and Napa Valley and Sonoma wines under jcbwines.com. Very unique wine, a new take on wine where I talk only about the emotions and the feelings wine gets you. I don't talk about the vineyards or the row and all the complicated stuff we sometimes talk too much about. Mm. And that's very cool because JCB Wines as well has a lounge here, and I'm going to show it to you in a moment. And it's a great, unique VIP experience. And otherwise, they can learn about us from our website named BoisséFamilyEstates.com as well.
Do you have a favorite variety?
Well, I was born on a rootstock of Pinot Noir. So very fortunately, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, you know, which comes from the same DNA, Pinot Noir and Pinot Chardonnay, are my two favorites naturally. But as I spend a lot of time in Napa Valley and specifically at Raymond, I love now Cabernets. I'm really into it. That's why we created the blending room here. So for all your guests and yourself, you have the experience of an hour to take kind of a very fun blending experience where you make your own wine and you can leave with it. But by making your own wine, as you know, you learn a great deal. And this is how I learn about Bordeaux blends, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, you know, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. And this has been my funniest room to create. Not even the red room I love, for sure. But I love the blending room because it takes our guests to the next level, where someone who is in finance or a writer or whatever field can actually make their wine and learn all about it.
That's an exceptional experience.
Well, you know, in the world of wine, and that's why Raymond Vineyard is so unique, is you want to take people through a journey of experience. You want them to dream after coming to the winery and learn all kinds of things. So we try to encompass all the experience where people come, have fun, and obviously there's a great sense of education. And that's the key for us, is education.
Well, you've done a fabulous job here.
Thank you so much.
From my point of view.
You're very kind. Thank you.
This is very good. I appreciate your time.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Not at all. We are here with Garen Staglin, who I have the rare privilege of having that one individual business card as chair of Auction Napa Valley.
That's right. That's right. And we're giving him away like crazy because it'll be over tomorrow. So that's right.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Yeah, right.
This is a year in the planning for you. I mean, and you do a number of other obvious charity.
We do, yes.
Tell
yeah.
me about that.
Well, you know, we were asked 5 years ago whether we would be willing to do this, and we thought long and hard about it because it means a balancing act to handle this alongside of everything else that we're involved in, which involves mostly major mental health research activities. But we decided for our community and for this time, it was the right thing for us to do. So we're very happy to do it. We created a theme which we could kind of get organized around, which was Marvels to Miracles. And then we put three sort of principles behind that about connecting people to the beneficiaries in a way that we've not done before. And then having the right people in the room. And then having things that would, the marvels that they would be tempted to have irrational generosity around. And then we're fortunate to have wonderful volunteers and steering committee members who have come along to help manage each one of those aspects for us. And so while it looks incredibly complicated, like everything else, if people have a clear mission and they have the passion that we have, it's been really easy to make it all happen. So it's great.
And best of all, you've got a lot of people in the Valley, both wineries and non-winery people, helping you out, right?
380 out of 450 of the Napa Valley vintners are doing something, a live lot, a barrel lot, or an e-auction, and some are doing all three. So that's amazing. And then we have 500 volunteers that are community members who help us with beverages, with logistics, with setting up, with taking down, with decorating. I mean, it's an amazing community effort here. I mean, the easiest way for you to think about this, if you've not been here, is that there is no united way of Napa County. We are basically that. So everything from education to healthcare to other community services, Boys and Girls Club, we are the principal beneficiary or sponsor for all of those activities and events.
It's an incredible effort. Yeah. And for future auctions, for right. our listeners, say, for example, for next year,
yes.
this will run after auction. If they want to go online and look at e-lots, how would they do that?
AuctionNapaValley.org is the website. And then starting next year, Auction Napa Valley 2014, you know, will be June something, but it will be there, and they can start to see promotion about that, and would really encourage people to come to some or all of this wonderful event.
Great. And for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you
yeah.
and Sherry and Staglin, how would they know about it?
Well, our website is staglinfamily.com, and we invite people to come there and learn more about us. There's ways in which you can actually schedule an appointment and come visit with us and taste our wines, which we'd love to have you do. If your listeners have ever seen the movie The Parent Trap, it was actually filmed at our house, so you may have a visual image of it already. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a place to come and celebrate a vineyard that was actually planted in 1865. So it's been in grapes for one of the oldest vineyards in Napa Valley. And we'd love to have your listeners come and see us.
Garen, again, thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you. Good. Good,
right.
good, good.
You gotcha. So would you like to go on tape? Is
sure.
Okay?
Are you going to ask me a question or...
No,
okay.
I'm here with Chef Greg Cole. You're the owner of Cole's Chop House.
Cole's Chop House and Celadon restaurants in downtown Napa. And this year, we alternate between the two restaurants and which restaurant shows up for the event. This year, it's Celadon. So Chef Marcos Uribe, who is our chef de cuisine at Celadon, is preparing an ahi poke, will be serving today out in tent number 3.
I'm going to keep an eye out for that for sure.
Everything we're doing today is cold, so we don't have to worry about heating any stoves up. So we get to wander around and drink coffee, maybe some wine later.
Day like today too, especially because it's going to be hot, cold food.
It's going to be hot, absolutely. But it's going to be it's a beautiful setting up here. I haven't been to Raymond since they've done all this renovation. It's gorgeous.
It's totally different, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Can you tell me what you will be serving?
Yeah, ahi poke. So it's a Hawaiian style raw ahi tuna salad. It's Hawaiian sushi grade ahi tuna. Do it with scallions, some rice vinegar, soy, ginger, garlic, lots of green onions, and then toss that together as a cold salad, a cold raw ahi tuna salad. It'll go on a crispy fried wonton chip. We take wonton crackers, we just fry them, so it's a crispy little cracker. Ahi salad goes on top of that. A little bit of Indonesian sweet soy and a little bit of wasabi aioli that Marcos has prepared.
Okay, I'm really hungry now.
Yeah, it should be good. Yeah, it should be tasty.
Terrific. And if our listeners would like to learn about you guys online, how would they find out about you?
Celadon is CeladonNapa.com. Celadon, CELADON, Napa.com. And Cole's Chop House is Cole'sChopHouse.com.
Terrific. This was a real pleasure meeting you. And by the way, you guys do a fabulous job. I've been there and love eating there.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
All right, great. Thanks.
Look at them over here. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Yeah, it is the Red Room, isn't it? I think we've all been here before, right?
We have been here before.
Yes. With you, you guys.
On wonderful occasions.
Yes.
It's always wonderful to be in a room like in crazy costumes.
Costume.
That's right,
yes.
Exactly. So I'm here with Monty and Sarah Praser of the Praser Guide. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing great. It's our favorite day of the year, and it's the Praser Key.
Praser Key. Yes. I said Praser Guide, didn't I? My apologies. And we were talking, and again, before we go to your lot specifically, you guys are now making wine, which is very, very cool. Tell me about your wine.
Well, we're making 4 varietals, and we have 4 different winemakers. We have
it's Shadowbox Cellars.
Yes, Shadowbox Cellars. Thank you, Sarah.
This is a person who knows how to promote.
This is the most important. And we're doing 4 varietals with 4 different winemakers. We chose a different winemaker for each of the varietals. And 2 from Napa, 2 from Sonoma. And they're doing quite well. We're only making 300 cases in full. But they're already picked up by some great restaurants and some great people. So we're very excited about it. We're not going to be competition for these major wineries. But we're having a good time.
We're having a great time. And we picked 2 fabulous winemakers here in Napa for our Chardonnay, Mike Drash. And for our cab, the well-known Steve Reynolds. So we're having a grand time.
Well, you've done all right for yourself. And this year you also have a lot. Is this your first time you've done an auction lot or an e-lot?
This is our first time as members of the Napa Vintners. So we're jumping in with all feet with our auction lot and pouring here today. And our son is really working hard with the auction, with the e-auction. He's running around over there all day.
Oh, cool. So he's kind of involved as a volunteer or just...
He's running. I believe he's actually in charge of the e-auction or one of the guys in charge of the e-auction.
Oh, wow. So it's a family effort.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then the lot itself will be a dinner at Bricks for 6 with us, with, of course, Shadowbox Dinner. Then I think you get a day with Sarah and me to see the valley. We'll take you to some of our favorite haunts. And then you, of course, get a case of wine to go along with all of that.
A mix of Chardonnay and our cab from Napa.
I don't think there are 2 better people you could ever see the valley with. I mean, you guys really, truly are experts on Napa Valley.
You are too kind, but thank you.
we're older.
That's right. Experienced.
And for our listeners, if people come to visit Napa Valley, the key can be found pretty much at almost any hotel, any venue here in town.
And most of the wineries, many of the restaurants.
And you have an app, and you can be found online at...
And we're a free app on your iPhone or iPad. We're working on Android, and you can find the magazine to read for free at www.priserkey.com. PRIESERKEY.com.
Either way, good to see both of you. Have a good time, and best of luck on your lot.
You guys are a nice interview. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And
I love it's a family thing. Cool. You guys have fun.
You can tell.
We're here with our good friend, Bruce Cakebread of Cakebread Cellars. How are you doing, Bruce?
Good to see you again. Really well.
We're in this incredible Red Room, I believe it's actually called, here at Raymond Cellars, right?
Yep. Amazing room.
It is. It's a lot of red. It feels like a speakeasy, which I guess that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think they captured that.
Auction 2013. We're past $100 million by quite a bit. What are we looking for this year?
You know, it's really exciting. To me, we have a couple different things going on. One is to see the Napa Valley vintners, the vintners all come together for this event. I think we had our general membership meeting on Wednesday to kind of kick off the weekend, and everyone's really excited. So you have that kind of energy and power amongst the vintners. And then we have, you know, just a beautiful sight today, and then tomorrow is going to be, you know, that auction Napa Valley Standard. So it should be a lot of fun and a lot of great lots. Staglins have just done a fantastic job of, you know, getting the vintners to donate some really special lots. And so I think it's going to be a great, great, great weekend.
And not only that, some great weather.
Yes, we're fortunate on that. You know, it's going to nice warm up, and it's always be warm than what we had a couple years ago, where we're knee deep in mud. So, but each year has its own personality and its own kind of energy, and so that's what's fun to kind of watch that evolve.
Yeah, and no boots, which is the best part about it.
Yeah, the flip flops today.
Yeah, flip flops are good.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite varietal?
Ah, let's see. You know, no. We'll drink them all. It's really interesting to be able to explore different varieties. You know, not only the traditional varieties like Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, and Cabernet, and Pinot Noir for us, but also other varieties and being able to explore. For example, for us, we're planting some Verdale, a small amount of that. We have a little bit of Grenache, a little bit of Viognier, and I've got a couple other ideas for, you know, just teabudding over some small blocks and kind of seeing what we can do. So not only, you know, focus to make what we do well, but also kind of looking for what's going to be out there in the next 20 years. So,
and you're not standing still.
Yeah, we don't want to stand still. The world will pass by you.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in this business.
Uh-huh.
So the other question is, last year I asked for one word to describe auction. Now I'm just going to ask you for one word to describe Napa Valley. One word, if you can.
Let's see, let me think. But I think it's the people.
Those are three words, but I'll take it.
Old people.
Good morning.
Don't believe a word.
Oh, thank you.
Don't believe a word he says.
Say that again.
Don't believe a word he says.
I'm not even recording him. I'm just doing this to make him feel good.
Every other word.
We'll edit it down to that. Bruce, for our listeners to learn about Cake Bread Sellers online, how do they do that?
Hey, of course, you go to www.cakebread.com. So,
you have to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah, let me see. It's how's that go? So anyway.
Well, again, thank you for the support of the vintners to let us come here again. And best of luck. I hope you guys do really well today.
Great to see you again.
Great to see you again.
Good. Thanks.
Yes. We need to talk about it. Hello.
I am Michu.
And you're the chef that's prepared everything for our breakfast?
I am the chef of Boisset Estate.
Excellent.
You know, from Raymond, Deloche, Buena Vista, King's House. And for sure, here. Yeah.
So how long have you been here?
I've been in Napa for 20 years, and I work with Jean-Charles with two years. You know, Napa cannot be any better for me. It's, you know, it's a nice place. You don't want to, you know. Where can you go beside Napa?
Nowhere.
You know, I came here in 1982. And from 82 to now, completely different. It changed so much. I was born in Paris, Texas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
No.
You're pulling my leg.
I could have been, but no. I was born in Paris, spent most of my life in Switzerland, and came here and came in the United States in 1977.
And how long have you been a chef?
You know, we never a chef. We're always just a poor, humble cooks. You know, I really, if you look at it, to be chef, I would say, I started to be chef at 28. You know, before that, you just, you know, chef of station, apprentice. You know, I was 13 years old, you know. I mean, then you progress. But really, you start to be when you are 27. Then, you know, you get on, you get executive chef, corporate chef. And then when you settle down, my wife said, listen, if we go to Napa, we'll never go anyplace else. And Napa was great, you know, two kids, was perfect. And still nowadays, it's still perfect.
You made the right decision, I think.
Yeah.
I'm here with Judd Finkelstein of Judd's Hill. How you doing, Judd?
I'm great. Thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure. I have to say I'm a little disappointed you don't have the uke today, but that's okay. It's just good to see you.
You're the one who's disappointed, but they showed me the petition, so I left it at home.
Okay, I understand. So do you have a lot this year at all?
I do. It's an e-auction lot, and it is a blending session where I'll sit down with you, and we'll pull some wine out of barrels, and whoever the lucky bidder is gets to take home a case of that person's own customized wine. So whatever makes their tongue happy, they get to go home with.
Customized wine. So I assume there's a certain amount of guidance going on there.
Yeah, I'll sit there. I mean, I can't tell the person what he or she's going to like, but I can get them there if they start blending and say, you know, I like this, but I'd like to brighten it up a little bit, or I think it needs to have a little more earthiness, whatever it might be. I can sit there and help them get there.
You're just there to advise.
Yeah. I mean, people ask me all the time, what makes this wine good? I'm like, well, do you like it?
Exactly.
Then it's good. Exactly. Bottom line.
It's going to be a white or rosé kind of day, right? Theoretically.
Yeah, well, today, definitely. We brought Sauvignon Blanc because it's, you know, it's supposed to be about 90 degrees out and pretty sunny, and that should be nice and cool and refreshing.
It's a great day for Auction Napa Valley.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you come every year and you spotlight it, and I appreciate you being here.
And for our listeners, to learn about Judd's Hill online.
www.judshill.com.
You have a good radio voice.
Well, yeah, and you can also, we do videos, so you can see our videos there, and we also do a podcast, Judd's Napa Valley Show. You can check out at judshill.com.
Excellent. Good seeing you again.
Right on, and you too. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right on.
And good luck with your lot. I hope you do real well.
Thanks so much.
I'm here with Catherine DeSante, DeSante Wines. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Napa Valley, and it's the start of wine auction. What could be better?
I have no answer for that. I think it's pretty much perfection, eh?
It is. It's always a great time. And there's so many people pouring wonderful wines today, and a lot of restaurants with really interesting food. It's just a great day.
Good day for whites, good day for rosé.
Absolutely. And there's some ceviche over there that's also wonderful.
Oh, that's what you were munching on when I came up?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to keep that in mind. Yeah, you pretty much can't find better food, I don't think, anywhere right now on this particular day.
No. Especially because there are so many restaurants and caterers all together, and each of them are presenting something they've come up with just for this day.
Anything new at DeSante these days?
There is. We've got a small project that we just started this year. It's a single barrel. It's a blended white wine called Proof. It's a vineyard we've been involved with for a long time, old vines. And it's a field blend, and we had been tasting and tasting and tasting, and there's always one barrel that to us just is the essence of that vineyard. And so this is the first year we've bottled it on its own.
So when is that going to be available?
Probably end of summer, early fall.
And if our listeners would like to find it on the website, how would they do that?
Well, it's not up on the website yet, but if they go to the website, they can click on Contact Us, and all of the emails go straight to me, and I'm happy to tell them more about it. And it's DeSanteWines.com.
You almost forgot it.
I did.
Catherine, thanks very much. Awfully
Absolutely.
Good seeing you, as
Great
always.
Great seeing you again.
We're here with John and Barbara Schaefer at Auction. How are you both doing today?
Just wonderful. We're very excited about the forthcoming auction, and it looks like it's off to a good start.
It's off to a great start. A lot of people in here already.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. I'm thinking back to 1981 when we had our first auction, and what a difference. Remarkable.
You got to feel pretty good about this. Look what you guys started way back then.
Well, that's right. That was in our favor. We had a lot of time. We're in our 40th year, almost, yeah.
Good for the valley, good for where you live.
Yeah.
Tell me about your lot you have going on here.
The lot is magnums of our wine, 2 magnums, 5 liters, two signed copies of limited editions of Doug Schaefer's book, A Vineyard in Napa, which was released last November. Then we have unusual culinary experiences. A person who can go to the French Laundry and wear a motor for 3 days and work in the kitchen.
That is kind of unusual.
It's a little unusual.
Yeah, I hope you get pictures of that event.
Yeah, so that's worked. I've had a private tasting with our winemaker, Elias Fernandez.
So
that's a great lot. I have to say too, the book is great. I read it, and it's a very good read. Nice job, and also a nice look inside of what happened back then.
Yeah, that's right. It was a story of the Napa Valley in the last 40 years, because we reflected what a lot of other wineries went through.
Sure. And a lot of honesty in that book too.
That's true.
John, okay. Barbara, thank you both very much. Enjoy yourself today, all right?
All right, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Great tune they did too.
I know, that was
fun. It's kind of a bluegrass version of Tom Petty.
I was about to grab Rick Jones over there and take him for a swing. We're both holding onto our table and snapping our fingers, thinking, we should be having fun here.
Stephanie DeMasi, how are you?
I am wonderful. It is beautiful here today.
It's stunning. This is Napa Valley at its best, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Everyone's got smiles on their faces.
Stephanie, you are the owner of Jocelyn Vineyards, correct?
Yes, I'm a partner in Jocelyn up on Spring Mount.
Tell me about your auction lot, because we have all kinds of neat stuff sitting here. Helicopter, shoes, and of course,
it's
wine.
So pretty and shiny things. Lots of people are coming over and looking. We have an awesome If the Shoe Fits lot, number 39. It's a $10,000 shopping spree at Foot Candy, which is awesome for the ladies. I think a lot of these might be male-dominated focus lots. But in addition for the men, we've got a fantastic week stay at Las Ventanas down in Cabo, Mexico, probably the best resort down there. And a week stay for up to six people on Quadra Island, which is off a small island in British Columbia, Vancouver. Awesome fishing, nothing like it. And then down here in the Napa Valley, we've got a shopping tour wine tasting on our fantastic, beautifully striped RV, Foot Candy striped RV for the ladies, that will meet with the gentlemen who will go on a beautiful helicopter tour of the valley with Perry, and the couples will conjoin down at Masonry for a fantastic luncheon. So it's pretty much the lot for everyone.
You know, it is diverse. I don't think I've ever seen an RV that looks quite like that.
No, it's hard to miss. It's definitely not subtle.
But you know, you brought up an interesting point, because I guess the lots do tend to be a little more catering towards men, don't they?
I think so. I think, you know, we've got the woman demographic here, and we all know who makes the real decisions in the household.
That's what they say. Well, and maybe that's because we need more women winemakers out here.
They do.
And owners.
You know what? There's a lacking. I like to see more skirts at the show.
Why did you point at me when you said that?
Because you might have wished you had one on today.
I do. I don't might. I do wish I had a skirt. Stephanie, for our listeners to learn a little bit about you and Jocelyn Vineyards, how do you do that?
You can go to our website, jocelynvineyards.com, J-U-S-L-Y-N, Vineyards with an S.com. And they can check us out at Masonry. Our tasting room is there, and they can pop in anytime to taste our current wines.
And that's right in
Yalta. Yes.
It was awfully good seeing you again. Thank
always
you.
Always good to see you. Stay cool.
Gonna try. Very sweet of you.
This is the end of Part 1, Podcast 90, Auction Napa Valley 2013. Download the remaining shows from lifebetweenthevines.com or from iTunes.